My name is Mary Lou Napier, and I'm from Hazard, Kentucky, and we're down at Buckhorn at the park, and it is beautiful. And we got a fire going and just listening to the birds, the sounds, different sounds.
So what, do you hear any sounds that you know?
Not really. I mean, I don't know the difference in them, but I just like to hear them. They are fascinating, birds are. They really are. And hummingbirds, it's always been fascinating to me because they're so fast and they're just like a lightning. They move. They just zoom, zoom in and they're gone. I just like birds, period.
You know what the state bird of Kentucky is?
It's a cardinal. No, it's a cardinal. Oh, it's just a beautiful bird. It's a red bird. And it's a beautiful bird.
You know what it sounds like?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a real pretty sound.
Can you imitate it?
No. No, I can't imitate it, but red bird is really, it's got a real coarse hollow when it tweets. But no, there are birds are fascinating. Just listen at them right now.
Here.
Do you know what it is?
I hear a Carolina wren.
Is that right?
I heard a Carolina chickadee. I think there's a song sparrow calling.
You do know your birds, don't you?
No, I listen to them all my life.
Now I listen to them, but I don't know the difference in their sounds.
So when do you listen?
I listen usually early in the morning and late in the evening. It's when I like, when you can, seem like you can hear them better early in the morning, late in the evening. When they get up of the morning and get ready to go to bed at night, it's when's the best time to listen to them.
That's when we try to bicycle too. Try to get out early and listen. I'll be out at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, she said sometimes you was up at 4 o'clock with your little thing walking around, but they are. And Kentucky is beautiful too.
You have a favorite bird?
Yeah, my favorite bird I'd say would be a bluebird. A bluebird.
Why is that?
They're so pretty. Redbirds are pretty too. Cardinals, redbird cardinals, they're pretty.
Red and blue, is there a white bird too? Got a red, white, and blue bird.
Yes. I don't know. Are there white birds? You're the expert now, are they?
I think there's a snow bunting. Maybe a snow bunting would qualify.
You know, I've sat on my porch before, and we'd be sitting there at night, and, you know, a little bit later, and it's just the edge of dark, and we have this white albino owl come just right towards us, and just kind of slow down like it's going to light, and then it went up to a tree and lit in a tree. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I said, wonder how we could get that to stay around here. I think we even laid out some chicken and stuff for it to come and get and things that you feed it. I like feed birds. I like birds. I like to watch them.
You feed them too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was on a school bus. I drive a school bus. I was on a bus, and one day, this little owl, little baby owl, was out in the road. It just couldn't fly. It wasn't big enough to fly. So I stopped the school bus, and I got out, and I had a jacket on. I took it off, and I picked it up in that jacket. Something was wrong with it, and I didn't know what to do, so I took it to the vet. And they told me they would take care of it, and when it got able to fly and things, they would bring it down here to Buckhorn and turn it loose. So I saved it, I guess, picking it up, which we're not supposed to have animals on the bus, but it's hard to pass something up when it needs help. So, yes, like I said, I love birds.
Yeah, tell me more about the sounds of birds, how you like to listen.
Oh, just the way they chirp and pew pew, chirp, chirp. Now that, listen. Just listen. Listen. Beautiful, ain't it? Now, I wonder if that bird would sound the same like you was talking about somewhere else. Does it have an accent like us? different places. That's what you're trying to find? That's what you're heading for, right?
That's a Carolina chickadee, and I don't know for sure how the Carolina chickadee songs change over distance, but I'd love to know.
I'd say you'll find out. I'll tell you, you'll find out.
They're fun. You listen to this Carolina Chickadee. He has about three different songs. So just listen. Listen to the rhythm of what he's singing. And eventually he'll change to another one. Just totally different. Of course, he's going to stop singing now, isn't he?
Yes. But see, just like when it's peace, when it's quiet, that's like early in the morning, late in the evening, it's when you hear them the best. That's when it's... Even these poor old ugly buzzards we got around here, even they, off from a distance, they're pretty. But you know, birds have a purpose. You know, they really do. Like them old buzzards, they eat up corn and stuff, and yeah. And these are just make pretty sounds.
You know, earlier I think we saw a number of vultures flying into
yeah,
the
trees. They wouldn't rent them. There was three over on the bank a while ago. It's quite a, we used to didn't have them for a long time. They brought them back in here. We got a lot of them now. Yeah, listen. I wished I did know more about them, you know, the different... Listen. The difference in them and things. But I just love to listen to them. I do love that.
Well, you don't need to know a lot about them to enjoy listening.
That's right.
So you're from around here. Where,
yeah.
Which county is this?
Well, this is a Prairie County is the county I'm from. The Buckhorn, it's in Breathitt County. And
do people talk, do you know anything?
Part of it's in Breathitt County, part of it's in Prairie County, the way they've got it set up, really. No, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. What'd you say?
No, you can interrupt me whenever you want to.
Now, what was you saying?
I'm just curious, as we cross Virginia and then Kentucky, we notice that people's voices change, and they're so fascinating. Do you? And you probably think that I talk weird. I'm from Michigan originally, then Massachusetts. What do you think of all these different voices?
I kind of like them. I know a lot of times we'll make fun of how each other sounds and things, but I like it. It's different, you know. Everybody, not all states and things are the same, you know. Gives you something to kind of listen to different. But a lot of times people call us hillbillies. I see, and a hillbilly is a friendly person, though. We might be hillbillies, but we got it made down here. We got all of this to listen to. And in the cities, you know, you don't have this. I mean, in the cities, it's boop, beep, beep, horns blowing, people screaming and hollering and things. Listen to that. And this you don't find in the cities. That's why I love Kentucky. And I love being, just sit around in peace and quiet. Like a hard day's work, I drive a bus, but I'm not doing it right now. Of the mornings before I go get on that bus. In the summer, before you make that bus run, you sit there and drink your coffee out on the porch and you just listen to them sounds. Now, in the winter, it's a different. You don't have them little sounds, but it's still beautiful. It really is.
What comes to your feeder?
I see there's the doves and there's the bluebirds and redbirds and what do you call these little things that builds their nest that's kind of low to the ground? Fitches? Those, and different times, oh, there's quite a few different ones. I couldn't tell you all the names. And then I have a hummingbird feeder. I like to feed them hummingbirds too.
Do you know what kind of hummingbirds they are?
I didn't know we had different kinds. I thought hummingbird was just a hummingbird. I didn't know they were different kinds, really.
Well, I think you're right. Around here, it's just what they call the ruby-throated hummingbird.
Is it?
Ruby-throated. You have to get him in the light just right because his throat is iridescent. And if he gets himself...
Now, how'd you hear that?
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. Very nice. You won't hear that in the cities. Now, you probably have a lot of pigeons and stuff up pooping on everything, but not that.
I'm going to be quiet. Let's be quiet for just a minute. See if he does that again. He's going to do it again. I think that was that monster woodpecker, the pileated woodpecker.
There you go, yeah. We have those around, a lot of those, you see a lot of them. Okay, the woodpeckers, it's got like the red around their, what are those called, around their heads and red necks and things.
Oh, the great big one is the pileated, but the smaller ones, the more common ones are probably the red-bellied woodpeckers.
Well, this, the great big ones are the ones that's got that around them. They're pretty good size.
I read about somebody who had a pet, a pet pileated woodpecker. He let it perch on his shoulder, and that bill was so powerful, it hit him on the side of the head once and just knocked him out.
Oh, my goodness. He must have made it mad. Now, when I was young, I remember my daddy putting us in the house. We'd have hummingbirds flying around and stuff, and he used to tell us he could charm them all the time. And one day, I remember we went in the house, and we had to be real quiet, and he sat on the porch, and I'm not lying to you, a hummingbird come got right on his finger. I believe my dad was a, what is it, when men and not witches, women are witches and men are what, warlock? What do you call them where they're something like a witch? They could predict things. Well, I believe he's doing like that. But that was fascinating. I never will forget that. That bird lighting on his finger.
Suppose you could say anything you wanted to people outside of what you call hillbilly country. What would you tell them about life here?
Oh, it's wonderful. You need to come and just find out for yourself. It is the life. I mean, you work hard. You don't get rich. You don't get rich, but you know, it's the mornings and evenings, the quiet, and the birds are hollering, and the trees and things. It's just beautiful. It's great. Listen at it.
You ever been to New York?
I don't think I want to go to New York. I've seen a lot of New York on TV and stuff, but I don't think I'd want no part of it. No. I like the mountains.
Well, I agree.
I would advise anybody to come and see Kentucky, check it out. Listen.
Check it out, but then go back home?
Check it out and go back home. We don't want too many. We don't want to overpopulate this place. They will take all of our trees and put up our big factories and things. I say leave it the way it is. Our roads might scare a little of them sometimes, the way they twist and turn and things. But they would love it. I can't imagine anybody coming in here and not enjoying a place like this, could you?
We love it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just wonderful listening.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's so relaxing. You wouldn't have to worry about all this people going to psychiatrists and all these nerve pills and pain. And Xanaxes and stuff, I think they just sit down and listen to this. It would relax them more than anything. They had a chance to just sit and listen.